action for University of West Alabama Tiger Athletics. Sly 1049 and the Sly 1049 app.
Number 46.
Good afternoon and welcome to Tark Field here on the campus of West Alabama for game one of this three-game Gulf South Conference series between the West Georgia Wolves and your West Alabama Tigers. In today's game, we've got a first pitch at 5 p.m. in about 4 minutes, and we are excited to bring you the action here at Tark Field.
Ladies and gentlemen, we ask that you stand and join in the singing as we honor America.
So they're about to do the national anthem now, so we're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we will get you set for this game. You're listening to West Alabama Baseball on Sly 104.9.
You've always known you were destined to make a difference. Start your journey today. Earn your bachelor's, master's, doctorate, or education specialist degree 100% online, studying when and where it's best for you. Choose from more than 70 programs and certifications, including those in business, communications, education, nursing, psychology, and more. Business professionals can complete our MBA program in just 1 year. With one of 12 emphases, scholarships and multiple start dates are available. Learn more at online.uwa.edu.
The only thing worse than having a broken down vehicle is having to pay an arm and a leg to have it repaired. Well, at York Automotive, they not only have the parts you need, but they have a certified mechanic on staff as well. They lead the area in standard 5-quart oil change prices at only $39.95. York Automotive Supply has everything you need for maintenance, like belts, hoses, tires, and antifreeze. Get the best service and save the most money at York Automotive Supply, 302 South Broad Street, York, Alabama.
Welcome back to Tark Field, as we are just moments away from the first pitch here in game one of this three-game Gulf South Conference series. The Wolves of West Georgia enter today's game with a 12-11 overall record, 5-9 in conference play. Tigers are 7-21, 5-7 in Gulf South Conference action. On the mound for West Alone today, getting the start, is going to be number 36, Gavin Rogers. Gavin has got an ERA of 0.00. This will be his first game to start. He's had two appearances this season. He made an appearance in the Tigers' last Gulf South Conference game against Christian Brothers last weekend. And
pitching for the Tigers is number 36.
Gavin will get the start today. In that game, Gavin pitched four complete innings, gave up two hits, no runs, only walked one, and picked up four strikeouts in that game. Tigers lost 11-9, but Gavin came in late in that game and had an excellent outing, so he'll get the start in game one today. Playing catcher for the Tigers is going to be Jonathan Thibodeau. And then at first base for West Alabama, it's going to be Josh Bauer, number 15. That's where Gavin normally plays. At third base, Jake Nemeth. And at shortstop, it's going to be Braxton Bullard. And at second base, it's going to be Houston Kitterman out in the outfield. It'll be Colton Peoples at left, Kyle Vogler at center field. And out in right field, it'll be Braden Lyman. Rogers sets and delivers the first pitch to Anthony Calabro. And it is outside for a ball. And we are underway here at Tark Field. It's a very pretty day for baseballs. Gavin delivers the second pitch outside for another ball. 2-0 count to Calabro. Not a cloud in the sky today. Tigers in their white jerseys in the 2-0 pitch is in there for a call strike for a 2-1 count now. Gavin sets in the 2-1 pitch. And Calabro will foul that one off near the Tiger bullpen on the right field line. West Georgia in their blue jerseys with gray pants. And they've got Wolves going across the top as Gavin delivers the 2-2 pitch, and it hits Calabro on the left shoulder. So he'll get on board with a walk, or excuse me, after a hit by pitch.
Now batting for the Wolves, number 10.
And that'll bring up the DH, number 10, Brody Wortham. Wortham out of Wadawi, Alabama. 5'11", sophomore this year for the Wolves. Right-handed batter. The 0-0 pitch outside for a ball. And Gavin sets in on the mound with a 1-0 count to Wortham. And that one's in there for a strike, so a 1-1 count. And Wortham, he's got 36 consecutive hits. And now the throw down to second is in time for the out. Calabro got caught in a rundown as Gavin threw it to Bauer at first. And Calabro was trying to get to second. He just got caught in a rundown, and he wasn't going to be safe on that one. So he is out at second base for the first out of the inning. And the 1-1 pitch is in there for a strike, so it's a 1-2 count now to Wortham. And Brody has got a hit successfully in 36 consecutive games for the Wolves, which has tied the West Georgia record. His next pitch is outside for another ball, so 2-2 count. Batting 412 this season. The 2-2 pitch is upstairs for a ball, 3-2 count. Gavin sets in the 3-2 pitch, and Brody gets a hit on it. Hit to short, the throw to first. Bauer catches it, and that is the second out of the inning. You got Braxton Buehler playing shortstop for the Tigers, able to field that. So that will be the second out of the inning. 6-3. And that brings up Sam Ladner. Rodgers wastes no time. The 0-0 pitch is in there for a strike. So an 0-1 count. Rodgers sets in the 0-1 pitch. Outside for a ball. 1-1 count. We appreciate you listening today on Sly 104.9. Mr. Wayne Grant's back at the studio making everything work for us. Done a fantastic job with us so far this season. And he'll continue to do that. The 1-1 pitch. And Ladner gets a hit on it. Hit out to left, and it'll be a foul ball near the West Georgia bullpen, and it hits off the concrete blocks and rolls into play, but Jake Nemeth picks it up and throws it to the West Georgia dugout. It'll go back in the ball bucket. The 1-2 pitch from Rodgers is outside for a ball, so a 2-2 count now to Sam Ladner. Tiger fans thought it might have been a strike. It was close. The 2-2 pitch outside for another ball, 3-2 count. Home plate umpires, Daniel Glidewell. At first base is Patrick McMorris, and at third base is Joey Weaver. The 3-2, and Ladner fouls that one off. And the 3-2 pitch from Rodgers, and that'll be another foul ball near the Tiger dugout. So Gavin sets for the 3-2 pitch, begins his windup in the pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out of there for the third out of the inning. So West Georgia goes 1-2-3 on that one, and the Tigers retire the side as we enter the bottom of the first inning. You're listening to UWA Baseball on Slot 104.9.
Hot Pot, these gas prices are crazy.
I know, Callan. How much are you paying to fill up now?
I don't pay for gas, Hot Pot, but what should other people do?
Well, right now at Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram in Meridian, we've got lots of options to help you decrease the amount that you spend at the pump. Plus, we're offering top dollar for your trade-ins.
Top dollar for trade-ins and gas-friendly vehicles?
Yep. Come see for yourself at Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, Meridian.
Be a part of Nahiola Credit Union's winning team. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years and want you to be a part of our continuing success. We offer all types of financial services from personal and business checking accounts with no monthly service fees to low interest rate loan products. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years. Come by and give us a chance to show you the credit union difference. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Tart Field, where Tigers get their first opportunity to bat here in this game against the West Georgia Wolves. Due up for the Tigers will be Kyle Vogler, Colton Peoples, and Jake Nemeth. On the mound for West Georgia is going to be Austin Wright. Austin Wright's got an ERA of 7.07. He's 3-1 this season, 7 appearances. This will be his second start of the game, of the year, excuse me. And he has given up 12 hits, 12 runs, 11 earned, and walked 5 batters, struck out 11, and given up 1 home run this year. And he'll get to face Kyle Vogler to begin this bottom half of the inning. West Georgia coaching staff consists of Jeff Smith, he's a graduate of Cumberland University, and assistant coach Brian Nabowski, played his college baseball in Iowa, and graduate assistant is Joey Jordan. And the Tigers coaching staff consists of head coach Gary Rundles, who's a graduate of Carson Newman back in 1977, Brock Ward, played baseball at West Alabama 2015, and Jacoby Robinson, who also played baseball here at Tart Field for the Tigers. Kyle Vogler steps into the plate. Vogler, right-handed batter out of Freeport, Florida, 5'10" sophomore. Vogler batting 255 this year. Got 21 runs, 25 hits, and he sits in Austin Wright on the mound for the Wolves. The 0-0 pitch is in there for a strike. So an 0-1 count now to Kyle Vogler. Got a good crowd here at Tartt Field. See some people out in the outfield. And the 0-1 pitch, Vogler gets a hit on it out to right field. And it'll get down for a base hit. Probably more as Vogler rounds first base. Rounds second base. Keep going, Kyle. And the throw in a third, and Kyle is safe in with a triple to start the day for the Tigers.
Now batting for the Tigers.
That'll bring up Colton Peoples, probably the hottest hitting Tiger. He's on a 10-game hit streak. And he's got Kyle Vogler at third base. And Tiger dugout is all smiles right now with Peoples batting left-handed. Where's number one for the Tigers? Vogler gets his lead off at third. Right on the mound for the Wolves. The 0-0 pitch to Peoples. Peoples shum bunt, and it'll be a fouled bunt attempt. And so Peoples will get back in the batter's box. Do it again. We'll see if he goes with another bunt. And the 0-1 pitch. And Peoples gets a hit on it. And it'll be a foul ball. Probably about 3 feet from being a fair ball. But it's a foul. So an 0-2 count. We'll go over the Wolves personnel out in the field here momentarily. Wright sets in. Down 0-2 in the count to Colton Peoples. Peoples sets in. The 0-2 pitch in the dirt. And Vogler thought about going, but probably made the smart decision and went back to third. So 1-2 count now to Colton Peoples. West Georgia out in the outfield. In left, Davis Schwartz. At center field, Anthony Calabro. And in right field, Edgar Cruz. So Colton sets in. 1-2 count, right, the pitch, and swing and a miss. Peoples strikes out, and that'll bring up Jake Nemeth for the Tigers.
Number 27, Jake Nemeth.
So catching for the Wolves is Jackson Webb. At first base is Logan Fink. At second base, Jonathan Logsdon. And at shortstop, Sam Ladner. And at third base, Colin Moore. And Austin Wright on the mound. With one out, Jake Nemeth batting, right-handed batter, out of Pace, Florida, right near Pensacola, Florida. And the 0-0 pitch, Nemeth fouls that one off into the net. On deck for the Tigers is Braden Lyman. And the 0-1, Nemeth fouls that one off left side, near the Wolves dugout. So he's down 0-2 is the count, with one out here in the bottom of the first. And the 0-2 pitch, upstairs for ball number one, Nemeth, the 1-2 pitch. Nemeth gets a hit on the third, the throw to home, and Vogler will be tagged out at home. Good heads-up play for the Wolves, Colin Moore at third.
Now back for the Tigers.
To get it Jackson Webb in time to tag out Vogler. But Nemeth is safe at first base. So Brett brings up Braden Lyman. Lyman sets in at the plate. Bats left-handed. Where's number 19 for the Tigers? Out of Land O'Lakes, Florida. Nemeth gets his lead off at first base. Right looks at Nemeth. The 0-0 pitch. Lyman gets a hit on it to right field. And it'll be a base hit. Nemeth will head to third base and be safe. And West Georgia's right fielder, Edgar Cruz, looked like he bobbled it. On
number 36, Gavin.
When he picked the ball up off the ground, he bobbled it. Couldn't get a throw off. Nemeth probably would have been thrown out had he not bobbled it. Nemeth is a fast guy, but I mean, Lyman hit that ball right to Cruz, and then Cruz just bobbled it. So Nemeth safe at third, and Braden Lyman safe at first. And that brings up the DH and also playing pitcher today, Gavin Rogers. So the 0-0 pitch to Rogers outside for ball number one. So a 1-0 count now to Gavin Rogers. Gavin Rogers out of Soddy Daisy, Tennessee. 6'2 graduate senior. And the throw back to first. Lyman safely back at first base. Wright's just checking on him. Gavin Rogers batting 291 this year. He's got 25 hits, 2 doubles, 3 homers. And Wright sits in. The 1-0 pitch. The throwback to first. Lyman safe again. Braden's got 6 steals this season on 7 attempts. So he can steal a base or two. And Wright sits in on the mound. Looks back at first. The 1-0 pitch. And in the dirt. Swing and a miss for Rogers. And that'll make the count go to 1-1. And Gavin gets set. Austin Wright on the mound. Looks back at Lyman. Lyman goes. The pitch. The throw down to second. Lyman slides. He's safe. The throw to home. And Nemeth goes back to third, and it was caught in a rundown. He's going home, and he is tagged out by Jackson Webb. So difficulty there for the Tigers, but Tigers do get two hits in the bottom of the first inning as that ends the inning. So we'll take a break as we head to the top of the second. No runs for either team here at Tart Field. You're listening to UWA Baseball on Sly 104.9.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
At Sumter Insurance, we have the best insurance products and the most experienced staff. Come see us today.
If you're looking for auto parts in Sumter County, Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston. It's open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. and Saturday, 7 a.m. through 12 p.m. Livingston Auto Parts have all the parts you need for spark plugs, belts, and batteries. Livingston Auto Parts is family operated for over 40 years. Livingston Auto Parts even makes hydraulic hoses. So give them a call at 205-652-2516 or drop by in Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston.
You've always known you were destined to make a difference. Start your journey today. Earn your bachelor's, master's, doctorate, or education specialist degree 100% online, studying when and where it's best for you. Choose from more than 70 programs and certifications, including those in business, communications, education, nursing, psychology, and more. Business professionals can complete our MBA program in just 1 year. With one of 12 emphases, scholarships, and multiple start dates are available. Learn more at online.uwa.edu.
Welcome back to Tart Field here on the campus of West Alabama. Gavin Rogers pitching today for the Tigers. And he gets set on the mound. Him and Jake Nemeth exchange fist bumps. And for West Georgia, that'll bring up Colin Moore, the third baseman. And then on deck will be Jonathan Langston and Jackson Webb to follow. Gavin Rogers gets set on the mound. And Gavin wastes no time as the 0-0 pitch swing. And Moore gets a hit on it, hit out to center field, and Vogler is there to make the grab and retire Colin Moore for the first out at the top of the second.
Now batting for the Wolves.
That'll be an F8 to Vogler, and brings up Jonathan Logsdon. Gavin sets in on the mound. With one out here in the top of the second inning. Rogers, the 0-0 pitch, outside for a ball. Good to see a lot of people out in the outfield watching the game from their vehicles. Rogers, the 1-0 pitch, curveball in there for a strike, 1-1 count now. And the 1-1 pitch outside for ball number two, 2-1 count. And the 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss for strike number two to Jonathan Logsdon. Logsdon bats 304 this season, 15 runs, 24 hits. He's got 21 RBIs. The 2-2 from Rogers outside for ball number three, makes it a 3-2 count. We appreciate everyone watching on the UWA Athletics YouTube live stream. The 3-2 pitch from Rogers, and Logsdon gets a hit on it, and it'll be a blooper out to left field, and he's going to get on base with a single. That'll bring up Jackson Webb
now batting for,
for the Wolves.
Jackson Webb.
Webb bats 328, and 64 at-bats, 17 runs, 21 hits, 14 RBIs. He's got two home runs this season. So one out, Logsdon on at first base, and Jackson Webb batting. Gavin Rogers on the mound, pitching to Jonathan Thibodeau. The 0-0, it'll be fouled off into the parking lot behind the Tiger dugout. Rogers sets in. The throw back to first. Logsdon is safely back. Logsdon not really known for stealing bases. He's only got two this season. He gets his lead off. 0-1 count. The pitch from Rogers. Swing and a miss for strike number two. 0-2 count now to Jackson Webb. Jackson Webb out of Elizabethtown, Kentucky, 5'11 sophomore. He's the catcher for the Wolves today. The 0-2 pitch is upstairs for a ball. So a 1-2 count. It's a windy day here at Tart Field. You can see it out in the flag, out in the outfield, moving right to left, it looks like. The 1-2 pitch, and that ball has hit the Bullard. Bullard, the flip to second, the throw to first. Double play is in time for two outs. That will be a 6-4-3 double play. And that'll end the inning. So we head to the bottom of the second. tied up at 0-0 here at Tartt Field. You're listening to UWA Baseball on Sly 104.9.
The only thing worse than having a broken-down vehicle is having to pay an arm and a leg to have it repaired. Well, at York Automotive, they not only have the parts you need, but they have a certified mechanic on staff as well. They lead the area in standard 5-quart oil change prices at only $39.95. York Automotive Supply has everything you need for maintenance, like belts, hoses, tires, and antifreeze. Get the best service and save the most money at York Automotive Supply, 302 South Broad Street, York, Alabama.
Papa, these gas prices are crazy.
I know, Callan. How much are you paying to fill up now?
I don't pay for gas, Pop-Pop, but what should other people do?
Well, right now at Johnson Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Meridian, we've got lots of options to help you decrease the amount that you spend at the pump. Plus, we're offering top dollar for your trade-ins.
Top dollar for trade-ins and gas-friendly vehicles?
Yep. Come see for yourself at Johnson Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Meridian.
Be a part of Nahiola Credit Union's winning team. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years and want you to be a part of our continuing success. We offer all types of financial services from personal and business checking accounts with no monthly service fees to low interest rate loan products. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years. Come by and give us a chance to show you the credit union difference. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
At Sumter Insurance, we have the best insurance products and the most experienced staff. Come see us today.
Welcome back to Tartt Field. Gavin Rogers batting for the Tigers. Playing pitcher today. Gavin was batting at the end of the first inning, but he'll get a chance to do it again after when Lyman stole and Jake Nemeth got caught in the rundown from third and home, so Rogers will get the chance to do it again. Austin Wright on the mound. The 0-0 pitch to Rogers is in there for a strike. This would begin the bottom of the second inning. So Rogers down 0-1 in the count. On deck for the Tigers, Josh Bauer, Jonathan Thibodeau to follow. The 0-1 pitch. Rogers gets a hit on it, and it'll get through for a base hit. And Calabro fields it out in center field, gets it back, and Gavin Rogers gets things going here in the bottom of the second with the hit. And that brings up dangerous hitter Josh Bauer for the Tigers, batting 378, leads the team in batting average, 42 hits, 23 runs, brought in 18 runs, and he has hit 4 homers this season. So Gavin Rogers at first, Josh Bauer batting. Bauer out of Headland, Alabama, 6'1" junior. Right on the mound, looks at Rogers at first. The 0-0 pitch is in there for a strike. So Josh Bauer down in the count, 0-1. Right looks at first. Looks at home, looks back at first. The 0-1 pitch is outside in the dirt for ball number one, so 1-1 count now. So 1-1 count now to Josh Bauer. Rogers at first, the 1-1 pitch is outside for ball number two, so 2-1 count. Lots of Tiger athletics going on this weekend. Baseball returns back to Tartt Field tomorrow for a doubleheader. First pitch is at 1 p.m. here at Tartt Field. Love for anyone to come out, but if you can't make it, we'll have all the action right here on Sly 104.9 for you, as well as our UW Athletics YouTube live stream. The 2-1 pitch from Wright is in there for a strike, so 2-2 count now, with no outs here in the bottom of the second inning. The 2-2 pitch to Bauer outside for ball number three. So 3-2 count to Josh Bauer. Austin Wright gets set. Looks at Rogers, the 3-2 pitch. Bauer gets a hit on it out to center field. And Calabro, no. Josh Bauer hits that one out of the park for his 5th home run of the season. And the Tigers take a 2-0 lead. That ball was hit directly out to center field. Just a straight line out there. It was high in the air. And that'll fire up the Tiger dugout when he hit it. I definitely did not think it was getting out of here. But the wind, as I said earlier, it's very strong today. So it looked like that ball might have been carried by the wind. Thankfully it did. So the Tigers take a 2-0 lead. First pitch to Jonathan Thibodeau is outside for a ball. Second pitch is a strike, so a 1-1 count now to Jonathan Thibodeau. Next pitch, Thibodeau outside for ball number two. So a 2-1 count now. Austin Wright sets in the 2-1 pitch. Thibodeau gets a hit on it. It'll get out hit out to right field, and Thibodeau is on with a single. The Tigers are rolling right now following the home run by Josh Bauer, and that'll cause for a Wolves mound visit, so we'll take a short break. You're listening to UWA Baseball on Sly 104.9.
If you're looking for auto parts in Sumter County, Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston. It's open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. and Saturday, 7 a.m. through 12 p.m. Livingston Auto Parts have all the parts you need from spark plugs, belts, and batteries. Livingston Auto Parts is family operated for over 40 years. Livingston Auto Parts even makes hydraulic hoses. So give them a call at 205-652-2516 or drop by in Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston.
You've always known you were destined to make a difference. Start your journey today. Earn your bachelor's, master's, doctorate, or education specialist degree 100% online, studying when and where it's best for you. Choose from more than 70 programs and certifications, including those in business, communications, education, nursing, psychology, and more. Business professionals can complete our MBA program in just 1 year. With one of 12 emphases, scholarships, and multiple start dates are available. Learn more at online.uwa.edu.
Welcome back to Tart Field. If you're on the YouTube live stream, we had a little technical difficulties, but I believe we got it back fixed, so we apologize about that. Jonathan Thibodeau at first base, and batting for the Tigers is number 10, Houston Kitterman, with no outs here in the bottom of the second inning. Tigers have a 2-0 lead against the Wolves. Austin Wright sets in the 0-1 pitch upstairs for ball number two. Excuse me, ball number one. The 1-1 pitch outside for ball number two. That ball was over near the other batter's box. This Kitterman, he's a right-handed batter. Where's number 10 for the Tigers? Out of Russellville, Alabama. Right. The 2-1 pitch. Kitterman gets a hit on it. Hit the short. The throw to second. The throw to first. Not in time as West Georgia just gets one out there on the attempted double play.
Now back for the Tigers, number 46, Bryson Boyd.
That'll bring up Braxton Bullard for the Tigers. And the 0-0 pitch is in there for a strike to Bullard. And the pitch to Bullard outside for ball number one of this at-bat. Braxton Bullard wears number 46 for the Tigers. Bats 292 this season. He's got 9 RBIs, 5 runs on 7 hits in 24 at-bats this season. Started 9 games this year, and the pitch in the dirt, and Jackson Webb had to look all around for that ball, but he finally found it. Kitterman stays at first base, so it's a 2-1 count to Braxton Bullard. So Austin Wright on the mound, facing his 9th batter of the day. Kyle Vogler on deck, top of the lineup. The 2-1 pitch to Bullard, he gets a hit on out to left field. Will it get down? It will for a base hit. And so Kitterman is at second. Braxton Bullard at first, and that brings up Kyle Vogler for the Tigers with one out.
Now batting for the Tigers, number 23, Kyle Vogler.
So Kyle Vogler gets set, bats 255 this season, 25 hits, 8 doubles, got a triple back in the first inning. If he can get another triple, that will score 2 more runs for the Tigers. Let's see if he can. Austin Wright, the 0-0 pitch, outside for ball number 1 of this at-bat. So 1-0 count. Again, my name is Mark Gillum, bringing you the play-by-play today. I'm Sly 104.9. Austin Wright, the 1-0 pitch. And that will be ball number 2. As Kyle showed bunt, pulled it back in time. Makes the count go 2-0. Mr. Will Atkinson typically does play-by-play for baseball, but he is on a road trip today down in Baton Rouge. The 2-0 pitch from Austin Wright. Upstairs for ball number 3. On deck, Colton Peoples for the Tigers. So Austin Wright sits in, gets the call from Jackson Webb, looks back at second. The 3-0 pitch, in the dirt, for ball number four. And that'll load them up for Colton Peoples. And Peoples out of Lutz, Florida, 5'11" junior. Playing out in center field today. Also plays a little bit of infield at times. Tigers have 6 hits on the day. And Wright only walked 1 today. Colton Peoples gets set. His first at-bat, he struck out on a 10-game hitting streak. If he's going to extend that, it would be a perfect time to do that with the bases loaded. With 1 out here in the bottom of the second. The 0-0 pitch, swing and a miss by Peoples. Makes the count go to 1-0. Austin Wright, number 12. He's out of Marietta, Georgia. 6'1" junior for the Wolves. Getting his second start of the season. And that pitch is in there for a strike to Peoples. Makes the count go to 0-2. On deck for the Tigers, Jake Nemeth. Following Nemeth will be Braden Lyman. If Peoples or Nemeth can get a hit here. And the 0-2 pitch in there for a strike. That's the third strike. So Peoples strikes out.
Now back for the
a little frustrated with himself, I'm sure. And that brings up Jake Nemeth for the Tigers. He's got the bases loaded with 2 outs here in the bottom of the second. Austin Wright on the mound. Gets the call from Jackson Webb. And now, head coach Jeff Smith takes a walk to talk to his pitcher. And it looks like West Georgia is going to make a pitching change. So we will take a short break and let you know who the new Wolf is. Wolf is on the mound. You're listening to UWA Baseball on Fly 104.9.
The only thing worse than having a broken down vehicle is having to pay an arm and a leg to have it repaired. Well, at York Automotive, they not only have the parts you need, but they have a certified mechanic on staff as well. They lead the area in standard 5-quart oil change prices at only $39.95. York Automotive Supply has everything you need for maintenance, like belts, hoses, tires, and antifreeze. Get the best service and save the most money at York Automotive Supply, 302 South Broad Street, York, Alabama.
Papa, these gas prices are crazy.
I know, Callie. How much are you paying to fill up now?
I don't pay for gas, Pop-Pop, but what should other people do?
Well, right now at Johnson Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Meridian, we've got lots of options to help you decrease the amount that you spend at the pump. Plus, we're offering top dollar for your trade-in.
Top dollar for trade-ins and gas-friendly vehicles?
Yep. Come see for yourself at Johnson Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Meridian.
Be a part of Nahiola Credit Union's winning team. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years and want you to be a part of our continuing success. We offer all types of financial services from personal and business checking accounts with no monthly service fees to low interest rate loan products. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years. Come by and give us a chance to show you the credit union difference. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Tartt Field here on the campus of West Alabama. Tigers lead the Wolves 2-0 as Austin Wright for West Georgia. His day is done as West Georgia makes a pitching change. Wright pitched 1.2 innings, gave up 6 hits, 2 runs, 2 earned runs, 1 walk, got 2 strikeouts, and faced 11 batters. And now the new West Georgia pitcher is number 13, Dominic Murgo III. He's got an ERA of 1.69, and this is his 6th appearance of the season. Pitched 5.1 innings, giving up 3 hits only, 2 runs, 1 error, 3 walks, and struck out 5 batters. And he comes into a tough situation with the bases loaded. Jake Nemeth batting for the Tigers. Nemeth wears number 27 for West Alabama. Batting 360 this season. He's got 5 homers. And Murgo the third gets set on the mound with the bases loaded. And the 0-0 pitch in there for a strike. Makes the count go to 0-1. Out of Boston, Massachusetts. Murgo is the pitch. Nemeth fouls that one off. Gavin Rogers picks it up in the Tiger dugout. Murgo, 6'2" junior, wears number 13. He gets set. Gets the call from Jackson Webb. Looks like they come to an agreement. The 0-2 pitch to Nemeth. In the dirt, not in the dirt, but outside for ball number 1 of the at-bat. So 1-2 count now to Jake Nemeth. Nemeth out of Pace, Florida. Sets in. The pitch outside for ball number 2. 2-2 count now. Braden Lyman on deck for West Alabama. Third base coach, Jacoby Robinson on the left side. First base coach is Mike Rich. The 2-2 pitch to Nemeth. Nemeth gets a hit on it. Hit out to left field. Will it get down? No. West Georgia's Davis Schwartz out in left field, able to make the grab and retire the side. So we head to the top of the third inning after Josh Bauer hit a two-run blast inning. So we head to the top of the third inning. West Alabama leads 2-0. You're listening to UWA Baseball on Sly 104.9.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
At Sumter Insurance, we have the best insurance products and the most experienced staff. Come see us today.
If you're looking for auto parts in Sumter County, Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston. It's open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. and Saturday, 7 a.m. through 12 p.m. Livingston Auto Parts have all the parts you need from spark plugs, belts, and batteries. Livingston Auto Parts is family operated for over 40 years. Livingston Auto Parts even makes hydraulic hoses. So give them a call at 205-652-2516 or drop by in Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston.
You've always known you were destined to make a difference. Start your journey today. Earn your bachelor's, master's, doctorate, or education specialist degree 100% online, studying when and where it's best for you. Choose from more than 70 programs and certifications, including those in business, communications, education, nursing, psychology, and more. Business professionals can complete our MBA program in just 1 year. With one of 12 emphases, scholarships, and multiple start dates are available. Learn more at online.uwa.edu.
Back to Tartt Field, where the Tigers lead West Georgia 2-0 in game one of this three-game Gulf South Conference series. Softball is going to be action tomorrow against West Georgia over at the UWA Softball Complex. Tomorrow is a doubleheader beginning at 1 p.m., and Sunday will be at noon. So I want all Tiger fans to go out and support UWA baseball or softball tomorrow. If you can't make it, we'll have all the action covered on our UWA Athletics YouTube live stream. Gavin Rogers, the 0-0 pitch, in there for a strike to Logan Fink, the West Georgia first baseman, batting seventh in the lineup today. On deck will be Edgar Cruz, and following Cruz will be Davis Schwartz. Rogers, the 0-1 pitch, and Fink fouls that one off left side. It'll be in the West Georgia bullpen. Makes the count go to 0-2 now. Gavin Rogers, one strikeout today, only giving up one hit, facing just his seventh batter of the day. Tiger defense playing well through two innings. Rogers sets in. The 0-1 pitch. Excuse me, the 0-2 pitch outside for ball number one. Makes the count go now to 1-2. Rogers sets in. The 1-2 pitch outside the plate for ball number two to Logan Fink. Fink, number 15 for West Georgia out of Kathleen, Georgia. He's a redshirt sophomore, 6'3". Rogers, the 2-2 pitch. Curveball outside for ball number three. Fink has a batting average of just .184. He's got 9 hits this season, 2 doubles, and 2 home runs. Everyone on West Georgia's lineup has a home run. And that one is a strikeout. Fink was about a third of the way down the first base when he realized he got struck out by Gavin Rogers. So Fink will head back to the dugout. Thought it was a ball.
Now batting for the Wolves, number 16, Edgar Cruz.
And that'll bring up number 16, Edgar Cruz, for the Wolves. So Gavin Rogers picks up his second strikeout of the day. Gavin Rogers sets in the 0-0 pitch, and that one will be fouled off into Lake Lou, right behind the press box here at Tartt Field. Rogers sets in the 0-1 pitch, in there for a strike, and that'll be the second strike of this at-bat to Edgar Cruz. Cruz, number 16, out of, and the 0-2 pitch outside for a ball. Makes the count now go to 1-2. Cruz batting .333 this season. 57 at-bats, 12 runs, 19 hits, 15 runs batted in. And the 1-2 pitch is upstairs for ball number two. Makes the count go to 2-2. Tigers lead this one 2-0 here at Tartt Field. Just in the top of the third inning. Want everybody to come out, support the Tigers. The 2-2 pitch and check swing. They say he did not go. Home plate umpire Daniel Glidewell got assisted from Patrick McMorris, and McMorris says that he did not go. Tiger dugout thought he did. So, 3-2 count now. Gavin Rogers sets in. And the 3-2 pitch to Cruz outside for ball number 4. And that'll bring up West Georgia left fielder, Davis Schwartz.
Now batting for the Wolves, number 25, Davis Schwartz.
Schwartz, number 25, out of Atlanta, Georgia. Schwartz with 42 at-bats, bats 190. He's got 5 runs, 8 hits this year. Rogers sets in. The 0-0 pitch to Schwartz is in there for a strike. So Edgar Cruz is on at first base after he walked. Rogers struck out Logan Fink to begin the top of the third here. And the 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss for strike number 2. Gavin Rogers out of Soddy Daisy, Tennessee, typically plays first base for the Tigers. He got the 9 here for game 1, playing pretty well in the pitch. And they say that Davis Schwartz went, and that'll be out number 2 as Gavin Rogers picks up his 3rd strikeout of the day. Tiger fans out in the outfield honking their horns.
Now batting for the Wolves, number 18.
And that'll bring up the top of the lineup for West Georgia, Anthony Calabro. Calabro was hit by a pitch to begin the game. The throw back to first to Bauer, and Cruz is safely back. Rogers sits in. The throw back to first to Bauer, and Cruz is safely again back at first base. So Gavin sits in on the mound again. The 0-0 pitch. Curveball, and it's a strike. 0-1 count now to Anthony Calabro. Calabro out of St. John's, Florida. 6-foot sophomore. Right-handed batter. Today playing in center field. Gavin Rogers sits in. The 0-1 pitch. And Calabro fouls that one off into the Tiger bullpen. So it's an 0-2 count now. Gavin Rogers checks over at first base. Just checking on Cruz. 0-2 count. The pitch. And Calabro fouls that one off to the West Georgia dugout. Ryan Cram brings some more baseballs to the home plate umpire, to Mr. Daniel Glidewell. And we get set to redo things here with the 0-2 count to Calabro. The pitch. Runner goes. And Jonathan Thibodeau dropped the ball. And so Cruz safely back at second, or safely at second base. Thibodeau gets the call from pitching coach Brock Ward. He gets it to Rogers. Rogers sets him on the mound. Looks back at second. The 1-2 pitch. Calabro hits it. Foul ball over the indoor batting facility here. So we'll redo things here at the 1-2 count. Calabro gets set. Gavin Rogers gets set. Edgar Cruz at second base. He gets his lead off. Rogers sits in, looks at second base. The 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss. He struck him out of there for the 3rd out of the inning, and the Tiger dugout is fired up for Mr. Gavin Rogers. We'll take a short break as we head to the bottom of the 3rd inning. Tigers lead West Georgia 2-0 here on Sly 104.9.
The only thing worse than having a broken-down vehicle is having to pay an arm and a leg to have it repaired. Well, at York Automotive, they not only have the parts you need, but they have a certified mechanic on staff as well. They lead the area in standard 5-quart oil change prices at only $39.95. York Automotive Supply has everything you need for maintenance, like belts, hoses, tires, and antifreeze. Get the best service and save the most money at York Automotive Supply, 302 South Broad Street, York, Alabama.
Pop, these gas prices are crazy.
I know, Callie. How much are you paying to fill up now?
I don't pay for gas, Pop, but what should other people do?
Well, right now at Johnson Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Meridian, we've got lots of options to help you decrease the amount that you spend at the pump. Plus, we're offering top dollar for your trade-in.
Top dollar for trade-ins and gas-friendly vehicles?
Yep. Come see for yourself at Johnson Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Meridian.
Be a part of Nahiola Credit Union's winning team. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years and want you to be a part of our continuing success. We offer all types of financial services, from personal and business checking accounts with no monthly service fees to low interest rate loan products. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years. Come by and give us a chance to show you the credit union difference. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Tartt Field here on the campus of West Alabama. Due up for the Tigers will be Braden Lyman, Gavin Rogers, and Josh Bauer. And Dominic Murgo III still on the mound for West Georgia. Came in to replace Austin Wright for the Wolves. And he'll complete his warm-up pitches to begin the inning. And Braden Lyman gets set. He makes the walk to home plate. Lyman wears number 19 for the Tigers out of Atlanta Lakes, Florida. 6'2" graduate senior. And so, Murgo gets set on the mound, set to deliver the first pitch to Braden Lyman here in the bottom of the third inning. And the 0-0 pitch to Lyman is outside for ball number one of this at-bat. And the 1-0 pitch, swinging a miss by Lyman. The ball's in the dirt. It'll be first strike of this at-bat. Lyman got a single back in the first inning. And Lyman fouls that one off. Makes the count 1-2. Braden Lyman sits in. Taps home plate. And Murgo, the 1-2 pitch. Lyman gets a hit on it. It'll be a foul ball to the Tiger dugout. Mike Rich comes over and picks it up. Tosses it to Brenton Fields. Fields will place it back in the ball bucket. I'm sure it'll get reused here today. Murgo sets in on the mound. Shakes off the pitch. And agrees with it. From Webb, the pitch. Lyman gets a hit on out to center field. And Lyman rounds first base. He'll go back to first. And he is safe with a single to begin the third inning for the Tigers. That'll bring you up.
Now batting,
Mr. Gavin Rogers. The pride and joy of Soddy Daisy, Tennessee. Pitching for the Tigers today. If you don't know anything about Soddy Daisy, like I do, or like I don't, in Hamilton County, Tennessee, population of 12,000, and Gavin Rogers is one of those. The pitch, outside for ball number one. Gavin bats right-handed. He's got Braden Lyman on at first base. After Lyman got things going with a single, the throwback, Lyman safely at first base. Braden did get a steal back in the first inning. So the 1-0 pitch to Rogers. Rogers gets a hit on it. It'll get through for a base hit. Lyman rounding second base. He's going to third. And he slides. He's safe. And Gavin Rogers gets a single, which moves Braden Lyman to third base. And that'll bring up Josh Bauer for the Tigers. Tigers are rolling right now. And
now batting for the Tigers, number 15, Josh Bauer.
Josh Bauer hit a two-run shot to center field back in the second inning. See some West Alabama tennis players getting to the field today. Men's team got a win over Lee today, as well as the women did. Going to spend the evening celebrating here at Tart Field. Josh Bauer gets set, left-handed batter. Murgo on the mound. The 0-0 pitch to Bauer in there for a strike. So Murgo gets set, shakes off the call, and he agrees with one on with Jackson Webb. The 0-1 pitch, Bauer hits that one, and I believe it'll be a foul ball, as it will, as Colin Moore over at third was giving chase on it, but it was a foul ball. So an 0-2 count now to Bauer. Murgo gets set, got runners on the corners. The 0-2 pitch outside for ball number one. So you got Rogers at first, you got Braden Lyman at third. Lyman got on with a single, and then moved to third base after Gavin Rogers came in and got a single of his own. So Bauer gets set. Murgo gets the call, the 1-2 pitch, and it'll be in the dirt for ball number two. So 2-2 count to Josh Bauer. Murgo sits in the pitch. Bauer gets a hit on out to right field. Will it get down for a base hit? It will. And Braden Lyman will trot home. Gavin Rogers sprinting to third base. Josh Bauer safely in at second base with a double. And Tigers take a 3-0 lead. That'll be Josh Bauer's third RBI of the day. It's a good start to this ballgame for West Alabama. That'll bring up the catcher, number 47, Jonathan Thibodeau. Tiger dugout fired up with Braden Lyman. So you got Gavin Rogers at third base, Josh Bauer at second. Bauer's got a home run and a double today. And Jonathan Thibodeau at the plate. Thibodeau got a single of his own in the second inning. And so Murgo gets set on the mound. Tigers have 9 hits so far in this one. West Georgia just has one error on the board. Murgo, the 0-0 pitch, in the dirt for ball number one. And the 1-0 pitch to Thibodeau, he'll foul that one off. And Murgo gets set. The 1-1 pitch to Thibodeau is in the dirt for ball number two. 2-1 count. And Thibodeau has Rogers at third and Josh Bauer at second base with no outs. On deck is Houston Kitterman. Thibodeau gets set. And now call time. Mr. Daniel Gladwell grants it to him. And now Thibodeau gets back set. Right-handed batter, Thibodeau is. And Thibodeau is hit by a pitch. So that will load the bases with Houston Kitterman coming up to bat for West Alabama.
Now batting for the Tigers, number 10, Houston.
So Houston Kitterman will step up to the plate with the bases loaded. Kitterman, in the second inning, he flew out to, he hit a ground ball to shortstop. And the 0-0 pitch to Kitterman is in there for a strike. Braxton Bullard on deck for West Alabama. The 0-1 pitch. Kitterman gets a hit on it. Hit out to left field. Going back. And Anthony Calabro is there to make the play. But Gavin Rogers will come in and score. So it'll be a sacrifice fly for Houston Kitterman with an RBI. And Josh Bauer also advances to third base. So the Tigers now have a 4-0 lead.
Now back,
and that'll bring up Braxton Bullard. Thibodeau stayed at first base. So the Tigers have runners on the corners again. Braxton Bullard batting. Bullard got a hit back in the second inning. Got a single. And the 0-0 pitch is outside for ball number one. And the 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss by Bullard in the dirt. Jackson Webb able to find it quickly to not allow Bauer to try and come home. So 1-1 count now with one out here in the bottom of the third inning. The 1-1 pitch to Bullard outside for ball number two. Takes the count 2-1. On deck is Kyle Vogler. The 2-1 pitch upstairs for ball number three to Braxton Bullard. Bullard batting left-handed for the Tigers. Where's number 46? Out of Powder Springs, Georgia. He's a 5'9" freshman. The 3-1 pitch in the dirt for ball number four. And so Braxton gets on board with a walk. And that'll load the bases with the top of the lineup here for West Alabama. Kyle Vogler steps into the plate, batting right-handed. He's 1-for-1 today.
Number 23, Kyle Vogler.
Vogler got a triple back in the first inning. And then he got on with a walk in the second inning. So this is third time at the plate today. He gets set. The pitch. Vogler gets a hit on it. It's a chopper down the line. And Bauer scores. Thibodeau is safe at third. Colin Moore bobbled it. And then it bounced away from him. He couldn't find it. And so Thibodeau safe at third. Bauer scores. And that loads the bases with Colton Peoples coming to bat with one out. Peoples today 0-for-2 with two strikeouts. Comes into the game with a 10-game hit streak. Struck out with the bases loaded back in the second again. He's got an opportunity here to redeem himself with one out here in the bottom of the third inning. Tigers lead at 5-0. The 0-0 pitch is in the dirt for ball number one from Murgo. Murgo today giving up three hits, three runs, two of them earned, one walk. The 1-0 to Colton Peoples. Peoples hits it to second base. The throw, and it's a wild throw, and it'll get out in the outfield. Coming home is Braxton Bullard, and Tigers play two more runs. So it's now West Alabama 7, West Georgia no runs. And Jake Nemeth at the plate with runners at first and second. So Jake Nemeth batting right-handed. He gets set with one out. Murgo gets set, so Colton Peoples at first, Kyle Vogler at second. Murgo sets in the pitch, and Nemeth gets a hit on out the left field. Is it fair? It is not. Had that have been fair, Tigers would have scored two more runs. And the pitch to Nemeth, he'll foul that one off. So Nemeth down to the count, 0-2. Murgo sets in the 0-2 pitch. Curveball, and it strikes Jake Nemeth out. And so now Braden Lyman comes to the plate. Tigers have scored five runs here in this inning.
Now batting for the Tigers, number 19, Braden Lyman.
So Braden Lyman at the plate for West Alabama. 2-for-2 today. The 0-0 pitch to Lyman. Chopper down the first base line. And Murgo comes over to field it. And he cannot field it. So Lyman, safe at first. And Kyle Vogler comes across the plate. And Colton Peoples is safe at third, and Lyman is safe at first base. And that brings up none other than Gavin Rogers, number 36 for West Alabama.
Now batting for the Tigers, number 36, Gavin Rogers.
Rogers sits in, batting right-handed. Braden Lyman started things off here in this third inning. And earlier in the inning, Gavin got himself a single. He scored also. So the Tigers lead it 8-0 after Vogler came across the plate as Logan Fink bobbled it in the pitch. Rogers is a chopper, and it'll get through for another base hit. And Colton Peeples scores. Rogers at first base. And you have Braden Lyman at second. And I tell you, this West Alabama baseball team is fired up right now. They lead West Georgia 10-0.
Now batting for the Tigers, number 15.
9-0, excuse me.
Josh Bauer.
And got 9 hits on the day. Excuse me, it'd be 10 hits. Josh Bauer now at the plate. Hit a home run earlier today. He'll foul the first pitch off. Murgo sits in. The 0-1 pitch to Josh Bauer. And swing and a miss by Bauer. Makes the count go to 0-2. Josh Bauer out of Headland, Alabama. 6'1" junior. Playing first base today. Down in the count 0-2 to Dominic Murgo. Murgo sits in. The 0-2 pitch. Curveball. Bauer fouls that one off. Right side. And Daniel Gladwell asks for more baseballs. He gets it from Ryan Cram. Dominic Murgo sits in. The 0-2 pitch. Bauer will foul that one off left side. So Josh Bauer sits in. The 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss by Bauer. It's in the dirt. Bauer running to first base. The throw is in time, so the West Alabama side is retired. But the Tigers did plate 7 runs in the bottom of the third inning. So we'll head to the top of the fourth. West Alabama leads it 9-0 here on Sly 104.9.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
At Sumter Insurance, we have the best insurance products and the most experienced staff. Come see us today.
If you're looking for auto parts in Sumter County, Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston. It's open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. and Saturday, 7 a.m. through 12 p.m. Livingston Auto Parts have all the parts you need from spark plugs, belts, and batteries. Livingston Auto Parts is family operated for over 40 years. Livingston Auto Parts even makes hydraulic hoses. So give them a call at 205-652-2516 or drop by in Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston.
You've always known you were destined to make a difference. Start your journey today. Earn your bachelor's, master's, doctorate, or education specialist degree 100% online, studying when and where it's best for you. Choose from more than 70 programs and certifications, including those in business, communications, education, nursing, psychology, and more. Business professionals can complete our MBA program in just 1 year. With one of 12 emphases, scholarships and multiple start dates are available. Learn more at online.uwa.edu.
The only thing worse than having a broken down vehicle is having to pay an arm and a leg to have it repaired. Well, at York Automotive, they not only have the parts you need, but they have a certified mechanic on staff as well. They lead the area in standard 5-quart oil change prices at only $39.95. York Automotive Supply has everything you need for maintenance, like belts, hoses, tires, and antifreeze. Get the best service and save the most money at York Automotive Supply, 302 South Broad Street, York, Alabama.
Welcome back here to Tartt Field here on the campus of West Alabama. Game one of this three-game series against West Georgia. Gavin Rogers on the mound for West Alabama.
Now batting for the Wolves.
And he is having himself a day with pitching 3 innings so far. Only giving up 1 hit, 1 walk. He's got 4 strikeouts today. Getting ready to face his 11th batter. It'll be Brody Wortham. The pitch, swing and a miss by Brody. And Brody, he comes into this game hitting successfully 36 hits. Which is very impressive. It ties the West Georgia school record. And now he's 1-1 count. The 1-1 pitch from Rogers. Curveball outside for ball number 2. That record was originally set by Brian Davis in 1998 for West Georgia. Brody looking to break that record here. Rogers, the 2-1 pitch. And Brody gets a hit on it, hit out to right field. And center field, but Kyle Vogler is there to make the grab, and that will retire Brody Wortham. And so now that will bring up Sam Ladner for West Georgia, the shortstop. He wears number 14. He's 0-1 today.
14, Sam Ladner.
Ladner out of Mobile, Alabama, 5'11" sophomore for West Georgia. And Ladner gets a hit on it out to left field, and Peoples is there to field it. He'll throw it back in. And so Ladner safely at first base with a single, and that brings up third baseman number 26, Colin Moore. I think I just heard a West Georgia fan say, "Happy birthday, Colin." Not sure if it's his birthday. If it is, happy birthday, Colin. If it's not, happy birthday to whoever's birthday it is. The pitch is in there for a strike, so an 0-1 count. So one out, 0-1 count. Sam Ladner at first base for the Wolves. Rogers, the 0-1 pitch. Curveball in there for a strike, so an 0-2 count now to Colin Moore. Moore bats 364 this year, 77 at-bats, 28 runs, 28 hits. He's got 10 doubles and 3 homers this season. He's driven in 20 RBIs. The pitch, swing and a miss. Gavin Rogers is dealing right now. He's got 5 strikeouts while facing 13 batters. Very impressive for Mr. Gavin Rogers, picking up his 5th strikeout of the day.
Now batting for the Wolves.
Second out of the top of the 4th inning. That brings up Jonathan Logsdon, number 3, bats 304, 15 runs, 24 hits this season. He's 1-for-1 today at the pitch, and he'll foul that one off, and looked like it hit Thibodeau. So the home plate umpire recognizes that, and he'll walk that ball back to Gavin Rogers and let Thibodeau kind of regroup here. Gavin Rogers comes to check on him, and Thibodeau stands up, and looks like Mr. Jonathan Thibodeau says he's all good. Jonathan Logsdon comes and pats him on the back. It was a tough hit that Thibodeau took. Tough player there, as Coach Runnels came out and checked on him also. And Thibodeau gets the call from pitching coach Brock Ward. Good to see Thibodeau not hurt that bad. Probably just bad bruise. He'll get it in the morning. So Gavin Ryder sets in the 0-1. He throws it back to first base. And Ladner safely back. Again, Josh Bauer playing first base today. Gavin Rogers normally plays first base. He's pitching. If you're in the area, we'd love for you to come out. Support the Tigers. They got a 9-0 lead right now over West Georgia, so a perfect time to come out. The 0-1 pitch, and Logsdon fouls that one up in the air out to right field, and Kitterman makes the run from second base to make the play. So that will be an F4 as we end the top of the 4th inning. We head to the bottom of the 4th here at Tart Field. Tigers lead 9-0 here. You're listening to UWA Baseball on Sly 104.9.
Pop, these gas prices are crazy.
I know, Callan. How much are you paying to fill up now?
I don't pay for gas, Pop, but what should other people do?
Well, right now at Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram in Meridian, we've got lots of options to help you decrease the amount that you spend at the pump. Plus, we're offering top dollar for your trade-in.
Top dollar for trade-ins and gas-friendly vehicles?
Yep. Come see for yourself at Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, Meridian.
Be a part of Nahiola Credit Union's winning team. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years and want you to be a part of our continuing success. We offer all types of financial services from personal and business checking accounts with no monthly service fees to low interest rate loan products. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years. Come by and give us a chance to show you the credit union difference. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
At Sumter Insurance, we have the best insurance products and the most experienced staff. Come see us today.
Welcome back to Tart Field here on the campus of West Alabama. Tigers lead 9-0 here against West Georgia. This Gulf South Conference Series. Stepping up to the plate, it's going to be number 47, Jonathan Thibodeau, the catcher. Thibodeau took a hard hit there in the top of the 4th inning playing catcher. But he was able to stay in the game. Tough player right there as Tigers lead 9-0 here against West Georgia. Murgo still on the mound for the Wolves. Delivers the pitch to Thibodeau, and it's in there for a strike. Murgo getting facing his 14th batter of the day. He's got 2 strikeouts, giving up 4 hits. And Murgo sits in. The 0-1 pitch, Thibodeau, in the dirt for ball number one. Murgo out of Boston, Massachusetts. The 1-1 pitch, and Thibodeau fouls that one off. I've not talked to Dominic Murgo today, but I'm sure if I asked him, he would say that Livingston and Boston are completely different. And the pitch, and Thibodeau fouls that one off in the Lake Lou, so it's a 1-2 count. The 1-2 pitch, outside for ball number two, so it's a 2-2 count to Jonathan Thibodeau. Murgo sits in, gets the call from Jackson Webb. They agree on it. The 2-2 pitch is in there for a strike, and that'll strike Jonathan Thibodeau out and bring up number 10, Houston Kitterman for West Alabama. Kitterman
now back for the Tigers.
Bats 211 this season. Got 16 runs, 19 hits, 6 doubles. Kitterman had a sacrifice fly back in the second inning. And, in the third inning. First pitch to Kitterman's inside for a strike. So it's an 0-1 count now. Murgo, the pitch, swing and a miss by Kitterman. So it's a 1-1 count now. The 1-1 pitch, outside for ball number two. Takes the count 2-1 now for Houston Kitterman. On deck will be Braxton Bullard for the Tigers. The 1-2 pitch, upstairs for ball number two. The 2-2 pitch to Kitterman, swing and a miss. That will be the third strike, and so that strikes Kitterman out. That'll bring up Braxton Bullard for the Tigers. Bullard out of Power Springs, Georgia, 5'9" freshman. Murgo sits in on the mound. The 0-0 pitch to Bullard is outside for ball number one. Makes the count go to 1-0. Bullard wears number 46. Second pitch outside for ball number two. Bullard bats 292. He's got 5 runs, 7 hits. And Bullard did score today for the Tigers. The 2-0 pitch in there for a strike. So 2-1 count now. Starting to get a little chilly out as the sun begins to set. The 2-1 pitch. It's a wild pitch. Makes the count now go to 3-1. Bullard bats left-handed. The 3-1 pitch is in there for a strike. So full count now to Braxton Bullard here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Murgo sits in. The 3-2 pitch. Bullard gets a hit on it. Out to right field to get through for a base hit. Braxton rounding first base. Will he go? No, he's going to stop. He goes back to first. Makes a smart decision there, and he is on with a single. And that'll bring up the top of the lineup for the Tigers, Kyle Vogler.
Now batting for the Tigers, number 23, Kyle Vogler.
Vogler got on base in the third inning after an error on the third baseman for West Georgia on Colin Moore. So Vogler sits in, and now West Georgia will make a pitching change, I believe. And their head coach, Jeff Smith, just makes a mound visit. And that will do it for Mr. Dominic Murgo. We will take a short break and let you know who the new West Georgia pitcher is when we come back here on Slot 104.9.
If you're looking for auto parts in Sumter County, Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston. It's open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. and Saturday, 7 a.m. through 12 p.m. Livingston Auto Parts have all the parts you need from spark plugs, belts, and batteries. Livingston Auto Parts is family operated for over 40 years. Livingston Auto Parts even makes hydraulic hoses. So give them a call at 205-652-2516 or drop by in Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston.
You've always known you were destined to make a difference. Start your journey today. Earn your bachelor's, master's, doctorate, or education specialist degree 100% online, studying when and where it's best for you. Choose from more than 70 programs and certifications, including those in business, communications, education, nursing, psychology, and more. Business professionals can complete our MBA program in just 1 year. With one of 12 emphases, scholarships, and multiple start dates are available. Learn more at online.uwa.edu.
The only thing worse than having a broken down vehicle is having to pay an arm and a leg to have it repaired. Well, at York Automotive, they not only have the parts you need, but they have a certified mechanic on staff as well. They lead the area in standard 5-quart oil change prices at only $39.95. York Automotive Supply has everything you need for maintenance, like belts, hoses, tires, and antifreeze. Get the best service and save the most money at York Automotive Supply, 302 South Broad Street, York, Alabama.
Pop, these gas prices are crazy.
I know, Callan. How much are you paying to fill up now?
I don't pay for gas, Pop, but what should other people do?
Well, right now at Johnson Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, and Meridian, we've got lots of options to help you decrease the amount that you spend at the pump. Plus, we're offering top dollar for your trade-in.
Top dollar for trade-ins and gas-friendly vehicles?
Yep. Come see for yourself at Johnson Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Meridian.
Welcome back here to West Alabama. West Georgia makes a pitching change. Mr. Dominic Murgo, the third. His day is done, and they bring in number 19, Nick Morgan. Morgan's got an ERA of 3.86. He's 1-for-1 this season on wins and losses. This will be his seventh appearance of the year. He's got 7 innings under his belt, giving up 8 hits, 4 runs, 3 being earned runs, walked 5 batters, struck out 7 this season, and he'll get to face Kyle Vogler with Braxton Bullard at first base. Morgan sets in on the mound. Murgo pitched 2 innings, 5 hits he gave up, 7 runs, 2 being earned, 1 walk, 4 strikeouts, and faced 16 batters. So now Morgan sets in on the mound. Where's number 19? The 0-0 pitch is outside for a ball. 1-0 count. Morgan is out of, excuse me if I say this wrong, but Catawba, Georgia. And he's a 6'1" freshman. Throws right-handed. The 1-0 pitch is about to be delivered. And the pitch. And Vogler fouls that one off into the net. So 1-1 count now. With 2 outs here in the bottom of the 4th inning. They've kept the lights on here at Tart Field. As the sun is setting behind us, over the lake, the Colden people's on deck. Kyle Vogler sets in. Morgan, the 1-1 pitch. Vogler gets a hit on it, hit out to right field, and Cruz is there to make the play and retire the West Alabama side. We head to the top of the 5th inning. West Alabama leads West Georgia 9-0. Tigers have 11 hits. West Georgia has 2. You're listening to West Alabama Baseball on Sly 104.9.
Be a part of Nahiola Credit Union's winning team. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years and want you to be a part of our continuing success. We offer all types of financial services from personal and business checking accounts with no monthly service fees to low interest rate loan products. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years. Come by and give us a chance to show you the credit union difference. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
At Sumter Insurance, we have the best insurance products and the most experienced staff. Come see us today.
If you're looking for auto parts in Sumter County, Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. and Saturday, 7 a.m. through 12 p.m. Livingston Auto Parts have all the parts you need from spark plugs, belts, and batteries. Livingston Auto Parts is family operated for over 40 years. Livingston Auto Parts even makes hydraulic hoses. So give them a call at 205-652-2516 or drop by in Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston.
Now batting for the Wolves, number 9, Jackson Webb.
Welcome back to West Alabama, where Gavin Rogers getting ready to start the top of the 5th inning against Jackson Webb. Rogers sets in, wastes no time. The 0-0 pitch is swinged. Jackson Webb hits it to Nemeth. Nemeth the throw to first. Bauer catches it, and Jackson Webb is retired for the first out here in the top of the 5th inning. That'll bring up number 15, Logan Fink. Fink out of Kathleen, Georgia. 6'3", redshirt sophomore. Rogers sets in the 0-0 pitch. In there for a strike. Right down the middle. Rogers today, he's got 5 strikeouts. Only want 1 batter. Sets in. The 0-1 pitch. Curveball outside for a ball. Jonathan Thibodeau catching for West Alabama today. Gets the call from pitching coach Brock Ward. The 1-1 pitch. And Fink fouls it. Nemeth giving chase to it. Nemeth lets it go foul as it hit the roof of the hospitality suites here. And then it rolled back into the field. Nemeth caught it off the roof. And so Rogers sets in the 1-2 pitch to Fink. And Fink fouls that one off into the backstop here. And it hits the center blocks and it'll roll back to Thibodeau. So Gavin Rogers sets in. Pitching to Logan Fink. Fink today 0 for 1 on the season. Coming into today's game, batting 184. The 1-2 is inside for ball number 2. Just about got Logan Fink on the elbow. I mean, it was close, but it didn't. So a 2-2 count with one out. Rogers sets in the pitch in the dirt for ball number 3. Takes the count now to 3-2 with one out. And Rogers sets in the 3-2 pitch upstairs for ball number 4. So Logan Fink takes his base. That'll bring up number 16, Edgar Cruz. Cruz, number 16, he batting 333 coming into today's game. 0 for 0 today. Got on with a walk in the second. The first pitch, swing and a miss by Cruz. Again, Logan Fink, he's at first base. Not really known to steal. He's got one stolen base this year. So an 0-1 count. Gavin Rogers sits in and delivers the 0-1. Check swing. Did he go? They say he went. So an 0-2 count now to Edgar Cruz. So an 0-2 count with one out. Gavin Rogers sits in, delivers the pitch outside for ball number 1. Edgar Cruz sits in, batting right-handed, plays in the right field for the Wolves. Rogers, the 1-2 pitch. He fouls that one off near the direction of special assistant coach Ryan Cram. Almost landed in his ball bucket. If it did, that'd have been a Sports Center top 10 play if we got it on film. So Rogers sets in the 1-2 pitch. Rogers delivers it. In there, strike number 3. That is Gavin Rogers' 6th strikeout of the day. And that'll bring up left fielder Davis Schwartz. Schwartz bats right-handed. Rogers only giving up 2 hits today. 2 walks. No runs. West Georgia has 4 errors. Tigers have none. So Gavin Rogers sets in the 0-0 pitch to Davis Schwartz. Swing and a miss. First strike number 1, Rogers gets the call from Thibodeau, and the 0-1 pitch fouls it off. Schwartz does. Schwartz wears number 25 out of Atlanta, Georgia. Someone's honking in the outfield. If you're listening to us on the radio out there, we appreciate it. As Rogers sits in, the 0-2 pitch outside for ball number 1. Rogers sits in on the mound, facing his 18th batter of the day. And the 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Mr. Gavin Rogers just picked up his 7th strikeout of the day. And that ends the top of the 5th inning as we head to the bottom of the 5th. Tigers lead it 9-0 here on Slot 104.9.
You've always known you were destined to make a difference. Start your journey today. Earn your bachelor's, master's, doctorate, or education specialist degree 100% online. Studying when and where it's best for you. Choose from more than 70 programs and certifications, including those in business, communications, education, nursing, psychology, and more. Business professionals can complete our MBA program in just 1 year. With one of 12 emphases, scholarships, and multiple start dates are available. Learn more at online.uwa.edu.
The only thing worse than having a broken down vehicle is having to pay an arm and a leg to have it repaired. Well, at York Automotive, they not only have the parts you need, but they have a certified mechanic on staff as well. They lead the area in standard 5-quart oil change prices at only $39.95. York Automotive Supply has everything you need for maintenance, like belts, hoses, tires, and antifreeze. Get the best service and save the most money at York Automotive Supply, 302 South Broad Street, York, Alabama.
Papa, these gas prices are crazy.
I know, Callan. How much are you paying to fill up now?
I don't pay for gas, Pop-Pop, but what should other people do?
Well, right now at Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram in Meridian, we've got lots of options to help you decrease the amount that you spend at the pump. Plus, we're offering top dollar for your trade-in.
Top dollar for trade-ins and gas-friendly vehicles?
Yep. Come see for yourself at Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, Meridian.
Be a part of Nahiola Credit Union's winning team. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years and want you to be a part of our continuing success. We offer all types of financial services from personal and business checking accounts with no monthly service fees to low interest rate loan products. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years. Come by and give us a chance to show you the credit union difference. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
To Tart Field, West Alabama leads West Georgia 9-0 here in the bottom of the 5th inning. Due up will be Colton Peoples, Jake Neath, and Braden Lyman. Colton sets in, batting left-handed. I think Colton has the best walk-up music on the team. Every time he does it, every time he plays a song, the dugout goes crazy. And people show him bunt, and that ball hits the catcher, Jackson Webb, and he is slow to get up. And Colton will come over and have a chat with Coach Gary Rundles as Jackson Webb stands up and walks it off. Him and Nick Morgan, the pitcher, have a little chat, and Jackson Webb says he's all right. So Colton sits back at the plate, down to count 0-1. So Nick Morgan sets in, facing just his second batter of the day. And the pitch, upstairs for ball number one. Morgan came in and replaced Dominic Murgo in the last inning. And so now Morgan delivers the 1-1 to Colton Peoples, and it's outside for ball number two. Morgan sits in. The 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss by Peoples for the second strike. The 2-2 count now. Morgan sits in. Gets the call from Jackson Webb, and the 2-2 pitch. Peoples pops it up in the air. It'll be a foul ball. Left side in the Lake Lou over the West Georgia dugout. West Alabama Rodeo this weekend competing in the Pearl River Community College Rodeo in Poplarville, Mississippi. They've got a live stream link on their website if you want to go check it out. With competitions tonight at 7. In about 5 minutes, they'll get things going. The 2-2 pitch to Peoples. Outside for ball number 3. Makes the count go to 3-2. West Alabama Track and Field also competing in the Al Schmidt Bulldog Relays this weekend. Started today. They'll wrap things up tomorrow evening. 3-2 to Colton Peoples. Pops in the air out to left field as Schwartz is under it to make the grab for out number 1. And so now that brings up Jake Nemeth for West Alabama.
Now batting for the Tigers.
Nemeth today hadn't gotten a hit, but he's gotten on base as Nick Morgan sets in on the mound. First pitch to Nemeth, delivers it outside, ball number 1. On deck is Braden Lyman. Jake Nemeth out of Pace, Florida, 6'1" junior, playing third base today. Played a little shortstop some. The 1-0, Nemeth hits in the air out to left field. Schwartz giving chase under it and gets under it, makes the grab for out number 2. So that'll bring up Braden Lyman for West Alabama. Braden Lyman sits in, number 19, out of Land O'Lakes, Florida. He is a graduate senior, 6'2", playing right field today. Played center field last weekend at Christian Brothers. Tigers stay in their white jerseys with black stripes going down it. Numbers on the back, Tigers on the front. The 0-0 to Lyman. Lyman gets a hit on it to be a foul ball. Mike Rich dodges it down the first base line. So it's an 0-1 count to Braden Lyman. The pitch, outside, ball number 1. Morgan sets in. The 1-1 pitch to Lyman. In there for strike number 2. Braden today, 2-for-3. Gotten 2 hits, scored once for West Alabama. 2 singles. Sets in. The 1-2 pitch to Lyman. Lyman gets a hit on it, hit directly to Logan Fink, and he steps on the bag, and that will retire the West Alabama side. We head to the top of the 6th inning. West Alabama leads West Georgia 9-0 here at Tartt Field. You're listening to UWA Baseball on Sly 104.9.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
At Sumter Insurance, we have the best insurance products and the most experienced staff. Come see us today.
If you're looking for auto parts in Sumter County, Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. and Saturday, 7 a.m. through 12 p.m. Livingston Auto Parts have all the parts you need from spark plugs, belts, and batteries. Livingston Auto Parts is family operated for over 40 years. Livingston Auto Parts even makes hydraulic hoses. So give them a call at 205-652-2516 or drop by in Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston.
You've always known you were destined to make a difference. Start your journey today. Earn your bachelor's, master's, doctorate, or education specialist degree 100% online, studying when and where it's best for you. Choose from more than 70 programs and certifications, including those in business, communications, education, nursing, psychology, and more. Business professionals can complete our MBA program in just 1 year. With one of 12 emphases, scholarships, and multiple start dates are available. Learn more at online.uwa.edu.
Welcome back to Tartt Field. We enter the top of the 6th inning. Due up for West Georgia will be Anthony Calabro, Brody Wortham, and Sam Ladner. On the mound still for the Tigers, Gavin Rogers. Rogers, 7 strikeouts, only giving up 2 hits, no runs. Getting set to face his 19th batter of the day of this 9-inning ball game. Calibro sets in, taps on plate. Rogers sits in. The 0-0 pitch to Calibro in the dirt for ball number 1. Calibro showed him bunt, but he pulled it back. Right. The 1-0 hit to Nemeth. Nemeth, the throw to Bauer, is in time for out number 1. That'll retire Calibro and bring up Brody Wortham. Wortham trying to get a hit to break the school record for most consecutive hit games. He's at 36 right now. Rogers the pitch. Wortham gets a hit on it, hit out to left field. Chasing it will be Peebles. And Vogler gets under it in center field to make the grab for out number 2.
Now batting for the Wolves, number 14, Sam Ladner.
So that'll bring up Sam Ladner for the Wolves, number 14, out of Mobile, Alabama. Gavin sets in the pitch. Outside, ball number 1. So 1-0 count now to Ladner. Ladner 1-for-2 today. The 1-0 from Rogers in the dirt for ball number 2. Makes the count go to 2-0. Rogers sets in the 2-0 pitch. In there for strike number 1. Gavin sets in. 2-1 pitch is delivered. Popped high in the air. Chasing it will be Braxton Bullard, Kyle Vogler, and Colton Peoples. Let's see who gets under it. It'll be Kyle Vogler. He makes the grab out in center field for out number 3. That ends the top of the 6th inning. We head to the bottom of the 6th. West Alabama leads it 9-0 here on Sly 104.9.
The only thing worse than having a broken down vehicle is having to pay an arm and a leg to have it repaired. Well, at York Automotive, they not only have the parts you need, but they have a certified mechanic on staff as well. They lead the area in standard 5-quart oil change prices at only $39.95. York Automotive Supply has everything you need for maintenance, like belts, hoses, tires, and antifreeze. Get the best service and save the most money at York Automotive Supply, 302 South Broad Street, York, Alabama.
Pop, these gas prices are crazy.
I know, Callan. How much are you paying to fill up now?
I don't pay for gas, Pop, but what should other people do?
Well, right now at Johnson Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Meridian, we've got lots of options to help you decrease the amount that you spend at the pump. Plus, we're offering top dollar for your trade-in.
Top dollar for trade-ins and gas-friendly vehicles?
Yep. Come see for yourself at Johnson Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Meridian.
Be a part of Nahiola Credit Union's winning team. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years and want you to be a part of our continuing success. We offer all types of financial services from personal and business checking accounts with no monthly service fees to low interest rate loan products. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years. Come by and give us a chance to show you the credit union difference. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
Welcome back to the campus of West Alabama. Tigers lead West Georgia 9-0 here as we enter the bottom of the 6th inning. Take a look at the upcoming schedule for West Alabama baseball. They will be home against William Carey on Tuesday, March 29th. First pitch at 4 p.m. on the road to Auburn Montgomery. Next weekend, we'll be on Sly 104.9 for those games as well. And then back home against Southeastern Baptist College on April 5th as Gavin Rogers sets in at the plate. The 0-0 pitch from Morgan. Upstairs, ball number 1 to Gavin Rogers. The 1-0 pitch is in the dirt for ball number 2. And that ball, Gavin Rogers gets a hit on out to right field. Chasing it will be Cruz, and he is there to make the grab for out number 1 for the Wolves. That brings up Josh Bauer for the Tigers, first baseman.
Number 15, Josh.
2-for-3 today. He had a 2-run homer back in the 2nd inning to kind of get things going here for the Tigers today. Offensively, Morgan sits in to deliver the pitch. Bauer gets a hit on it. Hit out to right field. Is it going to get out? I believe it is. And it does. Hit into the hill. My goodness, Josh Bauer destroyed that ball. So he's got a 2-2 home run game today. That'll put the Tigers up double digits. Josh Bauer destroyed that ball. If you're familiar with the campus, it landed probably around the Wesley.
Now batting for the Tigers, number 47, Jonathan Thibodeau.
That'll bring up Jonathan Thibodeau. On deck is Houston Kitterman. one out here in the bottom of the sixth inning. The 0-0 pitch. Thibodeau fouls that one off as that ball hits Jackson Webb again, and he stands up and walks it off again. He's gotten hit twice, and he talks to home plate umpire Daniel Gladwell, says he's all right, he's good to go. And so Thibodeau will step back up to the plate. Batting right-handed today is Thibodeau out of Burlington, Ontario. The 0-1 pitch. Thibodeau fouls that one off right side. Sounded good off the bat. Thibodeau this year batting 333. Got 20 hits, one double, 8 RBIs, 6 runs he scored. Walked 9 times. Sets in the 0-2 count pitch from Morgan. Thibodeau fouls that one off as well with one out here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Getting chilly out as the sun's setting behind us. Great weather for some night baseball here at Tart Field. Morgan, the 0-2 pitch. Thibodeau gets a hit on it out to center field. Thibodeau will be safe in at first base, as out in center field, Calabro able to field it and get it back in quickly. Gotta bring up Houston Kitterman for the Tigers, number 10. Morgan sits in. The 0-0 pitch to Kitterman. Outside for ball number one. Again, you got Thibodeau at first base. Houston Kitterman batting. And on deck will be Braxton Bullard. Morgan sits in. And the 0-0 pitch. Outside. No, excuse me. That's a strike. There's a reason I'm not a home plate umpire or an umpire in general. So it's an 0-1 count now to Kitterman. Morgan, the pitch. Inside. Runner goes. Wild pitch. Thibodeau slides in at second base. Is he safe? He is. Sam Ladner was there to cover the base. No, excuse me. That's Jonathan Logsdon, who plays second. He was there to cover the base, and he thought he tagged Thibodeau, but third base umpire Joey Weaver said he did not. So Thibodeau's at second. We got a 2-1 count here to Houston Kitterman. Nick Morgan sets in, looks back at second. The 2-1 upstairs. No, excuse me. That's a strike. 2-2 count now. So Kitterman, 2-2 count now with one out here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Morgan sits in, looks back at second at Thibodeau, checks again, the 2-2 pitch, and Kitterman fouls that one off. The 2-2 pitch to Kitterman from Morgan as he delivers it, and low for ball number three, makes it a full count here to Houston Kitterman. Again, Kitterman this year batting 211. He's got 16 runs and 19 hits. It's a full count here, working against Nick Morgan for West Georgia. Tigers lead 10-0 here. The 3-2 pitch upstairs for ball number four. That will put Kitterman at first, Thibodeau at second, and Braxton Buehler batting, and Kyle Vogler on deck.
Now batting for the Tigers, number 46, Braxton Buehler.
Braxton Buehler this year, batting 292, 5 runs, 7 hits, coming into today's game, I should say, as he bats left-handed. Buehler got 2 singles today, sets in at the plate, batting left-handed. Scored once for the Tigers. The pitch from Morgan. Bullard shown bunt. And Morgan fields it. The throw to first is not in time as Bullard beats it out. And Braxton Bullard is fired up with Mike Rich over there at first base. That loads the bases. And the top of the lineup is due for West Alabama. Got Kyle Vogler at the plate.
Number 23, Kyle Vogler.
So you got Vogler at the plate. On deck will be Colton Peoples. So Kyle Vogler sets in, 1-for-3 today, got a triple in the first inning. And the pitch from Morgan, check swing, did he go? No, he did not. That'll be ball number one to Kyle Vogler. Vogler, out of Freeport, Florida, 5'10" sophomore. The 1-0 pitch, outside, ball number two. Don't really see any action going on out in the West Georgia bullpen. See some guys out in West Alabama's bullpen. So it's a 2-0 count. Morgan sets in on the mound. The 2-0 pitch. Inside, ball number three, with the bases loaded. Got Thibodeau at third, Kitterman at second, and Bullard at first. On deck will be Colton Peoples. At the plate, Kyle Vogler. Morgan, the 3-0 pitch is in there for a strike, so a 3-1 count now. It is. So it's a 3-1 count now. And the pitch to Vogler, he'll foul that one off. It'll go over the press box into the lake. So it's a 3-2 count now to Kyle Vogler. Vogler sets in. Nick Morgan on the mound. The pitch, swing and a miss for Kyle Vogler. That strikes him out. So two outs now in the bottom of the sixth inning. That'll bring up Colton Peoples. Peoples, number one for West Alabama. 0 for 4 today. Trying to extend his hit streak to 11. Two outs here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Nick Morgan on the mound. Morgan gets the call from Webb. The pitch outside, ball number one. And the 1-0 pitch. Peoples gets a hit on it, hit out to right field. Cruz gets under it, and he makes the play for the third out of the inning. As we head to the top of the seventh, West Alabama leads it 10-0 here on Slot 104.9.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
At Sumter Insurance, we have the best insurance products and the most experienced staff. Come see us today.
If you're looking for auto parts in Sumter County, Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston. It's open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. and Saturday, 7 a.m. through 12 p.m. Livingston Auto Parts have all the parts you need from spark plugs, belts, and batteries. Livingston Auto Parts is family operated for over 40 years. Livingston Auto Parts even makes hydraulic hoses. So give them a call at 205-652-2516 or drop by in Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston.
You've always known you were destined to make a difference. Start your journey today. Earn your bachelor's, master's, doctorate, or education specialist degree 100% online, studying when and where it's best for you. Choose from more than 70 programs and certifications, including those in business, communications, education, nursing, psychology, and more. Business professionals can complete our MBA program in just 1 year. With one of 12 emphases, scholarships, and multiple start dates are available. Learn more at online.uwa.edu.
Welcome back here to Tartt Field. Gavin Rogers still on the mound for the Tigers. There are some people out in the outfield, in the bullpen. But Tigers going to stick with Gavin Rogers for now, as he's had himself a fantastic ball game, pitching-wise and batting-wise. He's 3-for-4 today. And he's got 7 strikeouts, 2 walks, faced 21 batters.
Now batting for the Wolves, number 26, Colin Moore.
And Colin Moore will start things off here for the Wolves. Number 26, he's the third baseman for the Wolves. And he is 0-for-2 today. And that's 364 coming into today's game. Rogers, the 0-0 pitch. And Moore gets a hit on it. It'll be a foul ball over the head of Jake Nemeth down at third base. So Gavin sets in on the mound. The 0-1 pitch to Colin Moore. It's going to be a curve ball into the net as a foul ball. Moore out of Bradenton, Florida. He's a 6-foot senior. Bats fourth in the lineup. And the pitch outside for a ball. Everybody with West Alabama on their jersey thought that it was a strike. But it was a ball. Moore today flew out to center field. And he struck out. The 1-2 pitch gets a hit on it over the head of Braxton Bullard. Hit out to left field. Colton Peoples fields it. And he'll get it back into the infield. And so Colin Moore is on with a single. As we begin the top of the seventh, that'll bring up Jonathan Logsdon. Logsdon today has a single, and he popped up to Houston Kitterman at second base. Got a single back in the second inning. As Rogers sets in, the pitch, curveball, in there for a strike. 0-1 count now to Logsdon. Logsdon number 3 out of Leesburg, Georgia, 5'11" sophomore. Batting 304 this year coming into today. Gets a hit on it to Nemeth. Nemeth to Kitterman. Kitterman gets the out to Bauer for the double play. What a job by the Tiger infield there. Tiger defense came to play today. As that's going to be a 5-4-3 double play.
For the Wolves, number 9, Jackson Webb.
And bring up Jackson Webb, the catcher, for the Wolves. And so Rogers sets in for the 0-0 pitch to Webb. He'll pop that one up in the air, and it'll be a foul ball. So 0-1 count now to Jackson Webb. And the pitch in the dirt for ball number 1. Tigers have 14 hits on the day. West Georgia has 3. Rogers sets in. The pitch. And Webb hits that one right side. It'll be a foul ball near the Tiger bullpen. So it's a 1-2 count now. Here's some honking down the outfield. Rogers sets in and delivers the 1-2 pitch. And that one is also fouled up in the air over the press box here. On deck is Logan Fink for the Wolves. Rogers sets in the 1-2 pitch and gets a hit on it, hit out to center field. Vogler will field it and throw it back in the infield, but Webb gets a single there for the fourth hit for the Wolves today. That'll bring up number 15, Logan Fink, the first baseman.
Now batting for the Wolves, number 15, Logan Fink.
So Rogers sets in on the mound, facing his 25th batter of the day. The 0-0 pitch, outside, ball number one. Fink today struck out looking and got on with a walk back in the fifth inning. Rogers sits in, the 1-0, outside, ball number two. And now pitching coach Brock Ward will make a mound visit to talk to Rogers. See some people out in the Tiger bullpen. Don't see anyone coming out. Looks like Coach Ward will just talk to Gavin, try and calm him down a little bit. Thibodeau joins the meeting as well. And so Gavin Rogers sets in. 2-0 count now to Logan Fink. You got Jackson Webb at first base. Gets his lead off. The 2-0 pitch. Upstairs, ball number three. With the setback. The 3-0 pitch. Outside, ball number four. And so that will put Webb at second. Fink at first base. And that will bring up Edgar Cruz. No, excuse me. It'll be a pinch hitter. Number 27, Fuzzy Fur. Is his name. He bats 293, 16 runs, 17 hits, 4 doubles. He got one home run this year. He's probably got the best name in all of college baseball, Fuzzy Fur. The 0-0 pitch, swing and a miss by Fur. So it's an 0-1 count now. The 0-1 pitch, excuse me, is fouled off. Makes the count go to 0-2 now. So Fur is pinch hitting for Edgar Cruz. 0-2 count now to Fuzzy Fur. And the pitch, check swing, did he go? They say he did, and that will do it. West Alabama gets the win today over West Georgia, 10-0. Gavin Rogers,
and that's the end of the ball game.
A fantastic game with
West Alabama 10,
pitching
West Georgia 0.
A complete game.
We would like to remind
ends it on a strikeout.
Scheduled to be back at Tark Field tomorrow with a doubleheader against West Georgia. The first pitch is
he had only four hits given up, three walks, eight strikeouts, and he faced 26 batters on the day.
Go Tigers.
And very impressive day for West Alabama, batting-wise and pitching-wise with Gavin Rogers. Looking up Gavin's final pitching stats, 7 innings pitched, 4 hits, 3 walks, 8 strikeouts, 26 batters faced. Tigers batting-wise, they were led by Gavin Rogers, who had 3 hits, scored twice, had 1 RBI. Josh Bauer, 2 home runs on the day with 4 RBIs, 3 hits. Scored 3 times. Kyle Vogler got a hit. Braden Lyman got 2 hits. Houston Kitterman had an RBI. And so that will do it as West Alabama gets the win 10-0 here against West Georgia. Tigers improved to 8-21, 6-7 in conference play. West Georgia falls to 12-12 overall and 5-10 in GSC play. That's going to do it for us. We appreciate you listening on Sly 104.9 and on our UWA Athletics YouTube live stream page. I'm Mark Gillen, brought to you play-by-play. I'll be back here tomorrow for the doubleheader, filling in for Mr. Will Atkinson. Again, we appreciate you listening. We'll be back here tomorrow at 1 o'clock for the doubleheader. If you can't make it, be sure to tune in or watch us on our live stream page. That's going to do it. Go Tigers!